Hagadvach, Rabbi Isai. We'll talk about Inyanei Shavuos, Inyanei D'Yayma. There's all sorts of Inyan to talk about on Shavuos. I don't know how many halachas per se, there's halachas that come out of the Inyanim, but the straight up halachas pertaining to Shavuos, there's not a lot of halachos that are unique to Shavuos, as Halachas Yom Tov, etc. One halacha that might be particular to Shavuos is waiting till a complete seis to daven Ma'ariv. No, Beseder, that's to have Shabbosis Tumimais, that we usher in the Yom Tov. When it's Tumimais, although we have a Tesefis Yom Tov before, but that being Mekadish Yom Tov, wait to be Mekadish Yom Tov until it's Tumimais and Mekadish Yom Tov. So wait to daven Ma'ariv until it's 4 weeks. Right, so you don't have to necessarily be that much more makpid than the rest of the Sfira Sa'imer. Regular Zman is probably sufficient, even if you keep Rabbeinu Tam from Motzai Shabbos. But Beseder, the Olim is going to daven in Yeshiva. Yeshiva's makbid on at least Rabbeinu Tam. Daven somewhere else, it's not the end of the world. Daven before that Zman. Regarding Melchi Gesudas, also, Bacharim eat by people's houses and they'll be stuck with whatever the minig of the Baal Bas is and however he's fulfilling the minig of eating Melchiks and etc. So don't have minig to eat Melchiks at some point over Yom Tov. It's a shame thing to do to make sure to have Ebbis Melchig and Ma'acholim, Geschmack and cheesecake. Of course, it's a wonderful thing. Makes you feel Shavuistic. Wonderful. Rabbi said about eating at night and drinking at night after benching. So yes, there is an inyan to, in order to make a tikkun, not to eat and drink from after benching of the seuda until after yeshayimrim shachas, yeshayimrim musaf. But say v'say, that's an inyan. And of course, Talmud Torah is the most important thing that you're going to be doing Shavuos night. And if it's going to stare somebody's Talmud Torah that they can't learn because they're thirsty or they need a coffee to give them that extra surge of energy, or they need to eat something, of course, that would then be advisable for them to eat or drink. And al tzadik harbe, it's enough if you're able to stay up and taka learn Lil Shavuos. If you want to make Epis a Tainus, make a Tainus Dibur, then you're not going to talk Dvarim B'Telem V'Chlal on Lil Shavuos. It should be a Sach Gresser Tikkun than not eating and being Milent. That's the Iker. Should be the learning Lil Shavuos. I do want to make Efshar Ha'aris regarding eating Milchiks on Shavuos. There's come out nobody at any other time during the year that would eat milchiks and then fleishiks in the same meal without benching and cleaning up and changing the tablecloths and the plates and everything. You know, it's not something that we do. And there's good reason for it. I think most people are takamak, but even on the Zayar, not to have ba'is ha'shah, milchiks and fleishiks. So they wait even between having milchiks and fleishiks an hour, a half hour, 18 minutes, whatever the exact time, I've seen all sorts of different things written up, but most people, I think, wait in between Melchiks and Fleishiks Epis and do a proper Kinuach and Adocha, and they wouldn't have it in the same sitting. The Melo, you know, so yeah, it's brought in certain Svarim, but maybe on Shavuos, this Zohar is not Negev for whatever reason. You know, it's very nice, this Inyanim, but the Hakpada of not to have Melchiks and Fleishiks, aside from the Zayar Kaddish of not having Ba'is HaShah, I think stems from a Pashtos in Halacha, a Zehiros of not having Melchiks and Fleishiks, Mamash at the same table, because things are apt to getting, you know, dirty one from the other, Bechule, and separation is a good thing, that there should be a separation between the Melchiks and the Fleishiks. Being said, it's really better to avoid doing that, and if somebody's eating in somebody's house where they are doing it, so be a little bit frumefsher, get up, wash your hands properly, even if they're not washing their hands properly. You know, make sure that as much as you can, wait a few minutes, don't dig into the steak right after having had your cheesecake and lasagna. Wait a few extra minutes. Efshe zingen igin, if you that's that type of matzav, but try to make as big of a separation as a shayich between the milchiks and the fleishiks. Remember, hard cheeses, and without getting into all the prata and what's a hard cheese, something is a very strong tasting cheese that leaves a cheesy taste in the mouth for a long time afterwards. That should probably be viewed as a hard cheese. Something that isn't really so squeezable and meltable and pushable, whatever it is. It should also be viewed as a hard cheese. If something already has mold on the sides of it, there's also a chashash that's a hard cheese, even like on a brie or a camembert. But it's aged and the side of it gets hard and has some sort of mold on the side, whether it's white or green or any other color. It's advisable to wait after such cheeses and to avoid having them if you're not going to be able to wait properly after eating them before having fleishiks. With that being said, Rabbi Yisai, we'll go on to Leil Shavuos. And what do you learn, Leil Shavuos? You know, many times I heard people asking Rabbi Belsky about what's the right derech halimun stam, more klolis dekoyfer, not specifically to what to learn Leil Shavuos, but what's the right derech halimun? How should a ben Torah, a yeshiva bacher, a kollelinger man, how should he learn? Should he learn bekiyos? Should he learn be'iyun? Fast? Slow? Should he do mesechtas cover to cover? Should he learn shas al seder? How much halacha? How much mishnayos? How much tanach? All sorts of different questions related to the derech halimun, how a person should approach Talmud Torah in the most beneficial or in the most ideal manner. So Belsky would answer always in a very similar way, which was as follows. He'd say, you know, when we see our chaver being matzliach and Talmud Torah and they're learning, so we trick ourselves into thinking, must be that they have the secret to how to learn. And they're being selfish and they're not sharing it with the rest of us how you can really learn. And shtag, how can you become a Talmud Chacham? I can learn really well. I says, but that's just a Yitzhar talking. We're just fooling ourselves that other people have the secret to how to learn and we don't possess that secret. So the Emes says, there's no right there, Chalima. Abima learned as long as you learn. A little fast, a little slow. He says, you shouldn't go to the Kitzoniyut, to extremes. Meaning, so, you know, we give his example. So you shouldn't, you know, if you have somebody who starts learning so be'iyun that he starts learning every single kol fellow in Eretz Yisrael or Lakewood that came out of the kuntres on the sukkah, he starts learning all of it, and already it's become such a thick and murky chal that he can't make heads or tails out of the sukkah. He says that's obviously not the right derech halima for anybody. And he says, and then you have a person who learns so superficially and so fast. So fast and so superficially that he does daven up mesechtes and he can't remember not a kihuzah of what he's learned. It's nothing's clear to him. Maybe he has some very vague muksagim, but he can't put anything together clearly. So that's obviously also not the right derech halimud. The right derech halimud lies somewhere in the middle. But for each person, it might differ slightly. Somebody might be more methodical and more thorough, and you learn more slowly and figure out every little prat all at once. There might be somebody who learns a little bit more quickly and is able to shelve their questions a little bit more and wait to see, to learn more, to slowly be able to put together the answers to the things they've learned in the past, the chulei. So there really is no right answer, and different people are nimshach maybe to different parts of the Torah, and the ikar is that all in all, in the long run, not to overlook any part of Torah, to eventually get to everything. Where are you going to start from, and how fast? That's not the ikkar. The ikkar is that you're learning, that you're trying to learn, and that eventually you'll get to all of it. Rabbi Tatsheni, Mzalag Epstein, Zichron Levracha, when I came to Shar Torah, he started saying Shir on the Shirashim in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos. I don't know, he started from the beginning, from the Hakdama of the Rambam. And you know, he had given Shir for some like 14 years, 20 years, something like that, in the Shirashim of the Rambam, once a week. It wasn't a daily Shir, it was a once a week Shir that he gave, and there were times that he skipped the Shir. But it took him supposed to 14 and 20 years to get through all the shirashim. He started new, so he shouldn't have to prepare new shirim, because he said he wasn't holding on preparing new shirim. But I was zeichet to hear the shirim that he gave on the hakdama of the Rambam to Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he talked about the Rambam saying it was a shir lamata, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, to know the minimum amount of Torah that a person needs to know is to know what all the mitzvahs are, and to know the ikar pratim of their dinim, the pratim that are more lamaisa of each din, etc. And that was the tafkin and the tachas of Sefer Mitzvahs. But he explained to Bzelig in doing so that be'ikar, what it is that you have to know every one of the Torah mitzvahs with all its facets. So remember, I asked him afterwards, I said, you know, how come we don't put aside learning Gemara? Everybody, before they start learning Gemara, before they start learning Mishnayos, every cheder kint, zircha, by the time you make it to high school, with Madrash, you should put aside everything else. You should learn Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs properly, and only then go forward, because that's a Shir Lamata. How can you go for some sort of Bahimin Tadargo in Talmud Torah, where you're learning Harvana, and you're learning with Tifkait, all the Sugyas, before you know all the Torah, before you know all the Iker of the Mitzvahs? Zalisman says, no, that's what we're doing. And to learn properly, and to learn thoroughly, that's the only way to really accomplish it. So at the same time, so that you should have that skeleton, you can learn simultaneously Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the ikar is that you have to learn with a matara, with a goal of attaining a real havana, in-depth understanding of each and every aspect of every mitzvah, of every halacha. And that's through learning the sugyas la'imkan. And he would talk about it. He said, you know, there were guys in that same conversation who started asking, but, you know, the various Gedolim shried about Bekiyas, and he had all sorts of different shtickle of Torah, why they shried about learning Bekiyas. But he said in Europe that he learned in the Mir, in Grodna, and in Charter Grodna, and in Kelim, in three of the Yedua Dika Litvish Yeshivas. Since in all of them, the Ikar Limud was always very, very much Be'iyun. That there wasn't Bekiyas, people didn't learn Bekiyas, people wouldn't fly through that. So they learned it, well, because they ended up covering ground, because they spent a lot of time learning. A lot of time, by small, the Nifla. But he said, Lamaisa, they learned it very slowly. And that's what he felt was the Ikar. So to be kind of tired, you have to learn and approach it on a very thorough level. I don't think the Rabbi Belsky was size of that. I think the Rabbi Belsky said the exact pace and the exact level of depth that might be dependent on the exact person. I don't think Zalig Batsim argued with that idea either. Now, with these Musagim being discussed, being said, so there's all sorts of Minhagim El Shavuos what to do. There are those who do Atikon El Shavuos, where they read the first three Psukim, the last three Psukim, of all sorts of different Parshas and Prakim, and whatever it is in the Torah, so that it's Kilo they at Iber Gedavin, the Gans, call Torah Kula, and Mamelo, right, Kiyadua, the Mashal from the Magid, that it's a sample of all the Schayra. They were telling but they were showing their Benish on a sample of all the Schayra that we want. So we're showing the beginning and the end, and Emma says that we do that in a lot of things. You ever saw a blueprint for a house? So usually an architect will give you a blueprint, but it's all the details, the measurements, which doesn't look like much, doesn't really resemble a house. If you didn't know there was such a thing as blueprints, you probably wouldn't understand there was a blueprint for a house or a building. Once you understand a little bit, and then you've seen it before, and someone explained to you what it is before, so you know it's a blueprint, and tell you how big to make this, and how big to make that, or whatever it is, but just the details. And then they have something which is called a sketch. But they don't have all the pictures. How you get from the blueprint to the sketch? A sketch, it shows you a picture of how the house is going to look. Now it's an assimilation. They do it computerized. And they show you, and it looks mamish. It looks as if the house already exists. It's a picture that somebody drew. And it looks mamish as if the house already exists. So you know what Rabbi Isai? These are all musagim that we're familiar with. But the shaila is what to do leil shavuos. You know, everybody said, I don't think there's any shaila. I remember when I came to, when I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, I came to Brisk. I was very young. And I went and I talked to Shalom Spitz before. My room was the first one before I went to, I ended up going to Falls after the first time I spoke to him. But Shalom, when I spoke to him about Yeshivas and Yisrael, he told me to go to Brisk. He said, for Bachar knows how to learn, that's where you go. So I told him, I said, but the Maisa, they learn Kachim, the Ikar Messiah, by Ums, you see that the Rishainim, that all the Rishainim and all the Acharainim, what did they write on? They wrote on Noshim and Nezikin, and they didn't write on Kachim. It's not the Ikar Messiah now, Vizmanazem. Why we should be learning all the Mesechtas and not that? I got told the Shabbos to Bocher, who was in the Shemach HaMatzit, who will clap his Frumkeit. So it was mentioned him something from the Gemara and Brachas. I said, hey, I get bad that you never learned in Yeshiva. So give him an incentive for him to realize that there's more than just what he's been his bad experiences in Yeshiva. There's lots of Torah out there. You can learn all sorts of things and connect all sorts of different parts of Torah. So then he asked me, Taka, what's pshat that you never learn? That you never learn Brachas in Yeshiva? So I told him that the Torah Messiah, you do what the Torah Messiah wanted to change. What you learn in the 4th, 5th, or 6th grade, depending on the precise schools, when they start learning Gemara, the first Gemara that they learn is, oh, it's always Eilu Metzias. So he wanted to change it to Himasai Karin Shema Barabbas or B'Shachris, Metzias HaShachar HaChatzais. They wanted to change it to Brachis, because that's one of the most Yisaiistic inyanim that you can teach a kid. So they came to Ramesha. Ramesha told him two reasons not to. Ramesha told him Ershtins is that you don't want that the kids should come home and say to find their father, realize their fathers aren't so from it. Their fathers aren't being makpin and Kriyash Membizman and Tefillah B'Tzibur or different things. So it's better to leave that alone until they're older. But to start off with that and then to put down their fathers, it's not good, and their parents aren't going to be so suffering with the schools. And especially in America in those days, Ramesha felt that wasn't the right thing. But then Ramesha also gave a second reason, which is probably more of the reason why it's Azoy in the Messiah. And he said that the pshat is like this. He says that there's a reason why we teach kids Eilu Metzias and other Chesha Mishpatika Prakim as the first Gemaris that they learn. He says, you know what? When we start off with each kid, it's a big world out there. We don't know where every kid's going to end up and how much you're going to end up learning. And what we want to remain with each kid is that the Torah wants it to be a mensch. Vasisa is a yosher v'hatov. That we have Eilu Metzias, we have Hashavas Aveda. We have Shoshanogach Sapara, we have Dinim. So something went wrong, your animal did something, you're achray for it. There's responsibilities. These are the yesaidis that we want to give our children. What we're learning in yeshiva or baisai are the yesaidis. It's the ikar mesaidis that the rishonim spend time writing on and the achronim spend time writing on. And it's what was always learned being cut b'kaisli beis hamedrash for years by the hamayin am. Noshim nezikin. It's shas, gemaras, lomdos. This is all part of the Messiah. It's not some new finagled thing that we don't spend the whole day just learning Shulchan Aruch straight. So Shlomo Spitz told me that I should go to Brisk, and so I said, aye, but it's not Noshim Azikin, it's not the Iker Messiah. He says, you know, the Iker is if you're learning. So he says, you know, you want to decide what you should learn, and all else is equal, so you say, okay, I'll learn Noshim Azikin first, because it's the Iker Messiah. But he said, Lamaisa, if you need a yeshiva to go to, and go to the yeshiva where you can learn while they're learning, Kachim, he says, Avad, there's no reason to say that you shouldn't go to a place that you learn Kachim, you should learn Nashmazikin over that. So Baisa, what I want to tell you is like this. It comes Lel Shavuos, and there's all sorts of different inyanim, and all sorts of malachim that you can chap, and all sorts of different meridika iris that you can somehow obtain. There's nothing like Talmud Torah. And if the Olam is going to be sitting down and learning Mitrischa Deiraisa, and you're going to get into a sugya, and you're going to have a geschmack in a sugya, or you're chazering Iber sugyas that you learned this past month, can it zayn basa for them? Everybody say again, the ikar is to utilize the time. Remember, Shavuos, it's not a long time. What you have on Shavuos to be able to learn. How many hours do you have by the time you finish a Suda? You know, somebody called me up, Bacher called me up for a Suda, and I figured if he's asking me for a Suda, it's because I live far away from Yeshiva, he wants to minimize the Seder. There's not that much of a Seder that's left by the time you get back from a Yom Tov Dikah Suda and you sit down to learn. There's not that much time to be able to just plug away. So utilize the time. It's not a long Seder, it's just an extra Seder, and it's a special time. Utilize it. And learn. And that's the ikar. There can't be anything better than that. Somebody doesn't know what to learn. They don't have things to chazen. They don't have things to get into. And they don't have a good chavrusa or whatever. So then tikkun chatzai. So of course it's not bittul Torah. You're reading psukim. Kum reini b'layla. L'reish ha-shmurais. It's a merit gezach. It's Talmud Torah. It is Talmud Torah. And even up in Kabbalah tonight that you can learn Teresh Shebichsav, and maybe you're supposed to learn Teresh Shebichsav. And to learn a little bit of Teresh Shebichsav, to say a pocket pitlach tilim, Mezecher Nishmas, Lili Nishmas, David HaMelech, Avashalom, Avada. It's a beautiful thing. But the Iker of Baisa is, if you learn, there can't be anything better. There can't be anything better than Talmud Torah. It's a Meir D'Gazach. And that should be everybody's Avada. You want an Avada? You want to feel close to the Rebbeinu Shalom on this Shavuos. You want to obtain new dargas in Talmud Torah and in Kinyan HaTorah. But he said, just come and make up that you're really not going to talk to Aram B'Teil on Leil Shavuos, and you're going to sit and you're going to shtag and learning on Leil Shavuos. Nothing could be better than that. Me and Bechlal, it's interesting to Yom Tov Shavuos because it's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah that it's Kabbal Satayro. And it might not be Meduyuk, it might be that. The second night is the date of the Kabbal Satayro Vachule. But it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's Davar Pasha, this was the time that the Torah was given. It's something that's kosher to the Zman. It's something that's going on here now. It's a time to renew. It's a time for us, it's a time that we were that we're able to be Makdish, to be able to renew our Kesher with the Torah. Rabbi Say, I had a Meredith of Art in Shul El Shabbos. A man who spoke, so he says, what's the pshat that we call Shavuos Zman Matan Torah? It's not said in the Torah B'chol, the Torah was given then. It's only a cheshbainus from Chazal. This is when the Torah was given. But to make the whole Yom Tov based on this tkufa, mechatesi, who says that this was the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos? But that's what it's become a cheftza of Kabbalah Satayros. He says, what's the Iker Mitzvah on Shavuos? Iker Mitzvah is the carbon that represents the new crops, the bikurim, the shtei lechem. That's what Shavuos is all about. So he says, and that's what it says in the Torah. So he says, that's the whole vart. Epshat is the Rebbeinu Shleilam is like a father who's giving us something which is meridic. He says, you know, a father might want his child to have a good education, but the child isn't going to appreciate the good education. To him, education is work, it's boring, it's difficult. So father tells him, if you learn well, if you learn hard, if you get good grades, I'll buy you a bicycle. I'll buy you a toy, a game. I'll give you money. I'll take you out to eat. I'll get you ice cream. He gives him some sort of incentive. So the child is going to say, thank you for the ice cream. Thank you for the toy. And that's what the father tells the son. Oh, no, aren't you happy? You got the ice cream. It's in Kishmaka ice cream. No, how's the bike? It's a good bike. And that's what the father tells the child. But the pshat is, in the long run, what are you really thankful for? You're thankful for the education, for the degree, for whatever it was the parents gave the incentive for. So Zok there, Zok the Singaman, spoke in Shul, so that's the Torah HaKadosha, that we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is telling us, make a yomtiv for the gashmias that I gave you, for the bikurim, for the shtei alechem. Count Sheva Shabbosis Tamimais from the Karbon HaOmer Bista Shtei Alechem, and it's Alts Mardik. But the Pshat is, Chazal are telling us, we're no idiots. We know that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a Mardik Torah. And Mela, what we celebrate on this Yom Tov, is that Torah HaKadosha. Mela, for us, that's the Yom Tov Ki Yidua, the Halacha L'Maisa. We say that whether it's even if we paskin, right, the Machlokes, whether it's Kuloi Shalachem or Chatzi Chatzi, but you paskin L'Maisa, that's Chatzi Chatzi, Chatzi L'Hashem, Chatzi L'Chem, by every Chag. But that Kuloi Amalei Pligi, that by Shavuos, that by Atzeres, has to be a Lachem, because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to celebrate what he's given us in return, and we want to celebrate the Torah HaKadosha. Shomali HaYayim HaHarbi Yayisi Ike B'Shuko. If it wouldn't be for the Torah HaKadosha, right? So yeah, the Reb Yayisi would be just another Joe. Everybody, each and every one of us, we accomplish Eppes and whatever it is, but we wouldn't be part of that eternal Messiah of the Torah HaKadosha. Really, we're all part of it. You don't have to be a Mechaber Svarim. But we can. You don't have to be necessarily the biggest Marbitz Torah. But we're there, we're in the Beis Medrash, and we're learning Torah, we're building Torah families, and we're building a Torah community. Basically, we're part of the Messiah, we're passing on that legacy of the Torah Dardar. Zman Matan Torah saying, well, this is the time to come back, to appreciate that Zman Matan Torah, to reconnect with the Torah HaKadosha, to celebrate, to revel with the Torah, to just enjoy it immensely. Start it off with a Simcha, finish it off with a Simcha, do everything in between with a Simcha, a Simcha Sat Torah. It should be a simcha shel mitzvah from the onim, from starting off with Talmud Torah. We should all be mekabels, as Rosh Langer would always speak, Leil Shavuos, about how when you're mekabeling yourself, and when you're mishtaking Ramda, when you're mekabeling yourself, do a mitzvah, as if you're a mekayim. It's as if you're mekabeling yourself that you're going to learn Kol Teir Kul, it's as if you're a mekayim. It's as if you have to really try. Be mekabel, zayt mekabel that you're gonna learn the Torah. This is zayt mekabel that you're gonna learn the Torah. That you're gonna become talmid chachamim. It's a meirdik azach and it's a meirdik azman. Shall have a wonderful, wonderful yom tov chag kosher v'sameach. Should all be zeichet to be mekabel the Torah. Kiyem esinasa b'sinai. The way that they're banished from David over in Messinai, Yeru Bar Adah, but which Simcha, like a Gevaldike Simcha. We should really enjoy Torah Mitzvahs. We should use this last Shavuos. It's not a long Seder, but it's a special Seder, and everybody knows it. It's not longer than a first or second Seder on a regular day, really. But it's a special Seder that we talk about, and we think about, and we cherish, and we do it in a different way. Enjoy Shavuos night. Enjoy Yom Tov of Shavuos, and let that serve as something to forge that relationship that we have with the Rebbeinu Shlom through the Torah HaKadosha.
Good Yom Tov.